There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We're going to Micronesia via Seoul. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is traveling. She's in Korea, in the capital of Seoul. But we're reflecting on events in the Congress right now and in Micronesia. This is Oceania and the three sovereign states that are collectively understood to be provided security by the United States are Palau, the Micronesian complex, and the Marshall Islands, that west to east, leading to Hawaii. Hawaii to east to west is Marshall's, Micronesia, and Palau. Philippines are next, and vice versa. Why this is important is that the People's Republic of China has a full court press, to use a sports metaphor, on all of Oceania, but especially islands that may be alienated from the United States or may be entangled with, do you support us or do you support Taiwan? The election in Taiwan emphasizes this distinction made throughout the world, especially in these three states, Palau, the Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands. Cleo, a very good day to you. Correct me if I have it wrong. All of this is your teaching. Right now, the Compact of Free States are waiting for a decision in Congress. What decision? What is on the line here? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes, that is accurate. So there is this agreement between these three independent countries, as you mentioned, Palau, Federated States of Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands, and the U.S. If anybody asks, who are the best friends of the United States? It is those three countries. They have voluntarily signed this compact of free association in the late 80s and early 90s that give the U.S. Defense and security rights in those countries to the degree that the U.S. has strategic denial. It can deny other militaries coming in there. It can do military operations there at a level that is equal to that of the homeland, and in fact, in some cases, even more so. So the Kwajalein missile base, for example, in the Marshalls is where the U.S. launches missiles from California to hit Kwaj in order to test accuracy. There are not a lot of places in the U.S. where you can throw missiles at. So these are very tight defense and security relationship, but also very strong people-to-people. The people of these three, they're known as the freely associated states, can live and work in the U.S. They serve in the U.S. military at very high rates. The relationship is so close that they even have U.S. postal codes. They're considered domestic mail. Part of the agreement is renewed periodically, and we're in a renewal period now where the U.S. gives funding for government services like schools and hospitals, and also services like the Weather Service or FAA. In the case of Federated States of Micronesia and Marshall Islands, those agreements, 20-year agreements, actually expired in September 2023. They were thrown into the first continuing resolution and the second one just to keep them alive, but at the lower rates, not the new agreement rates. Palau has not been included in the continuing resolutions because they expire in 2024, but they're actually running out of money. All three of them were supposed to get new amounts of money, meticulously negotiated over a very long period of time. But the renewals now are sitting in that package that most people probably know more for the issues around the border and Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. That package also includes the renewal for the compact.
Gordon, you have a question for Cleo.
So Cleo, given the confusion and all of the delay in Washington, what is Beijing saying?
Well, Beijing has been saying for many years, you can't trust the U.S. And in the case of Palau, for example, they've run out of money. The government is going to the government of Palau did everything right. They negotiated in good faith. They reached an agreement, and now the money that they need to pay their school teachers and just run their government isn't coming through. And so the pro-PRC elements in that government can say with legitimacy, because Palau actually had a similar problem with the with Congress playing around with its funding before, say, look, the U.S. Doesn't have your back. We will come in. And the president of Palau is on record as saying that the Chinese have told him, we have a blank check for you. We'll give you what the U.S. is giving you and more. Now, whether they would actually continue to do so once Palau switched from Taiwan and broke its deal with the U.S. is another question. But it's an appealing message, and it's gone so far that the Senate of Palau has now issued and has voted on a rejection of the emplacement of Patriot missiles in Palau, saying that it would just make it a target for China, and what's in it for Palau. This, by the way, Palau is the site of the Battle of Peleliu. These are all sites that are coming up on 80th anniversaries of critical battles. These compact agreements were forged in the blood of Americans and Palauans, Marshallese, and Micronesians 80 years ago. And so this the kind of disrespect for this deep bond, which Reagan called familial bond, is very hurtful for the average person from the region.
I'm glad you mentioned the Pacific War in the 1940s, because that illustrates what you've taught me about why these three sovereign states are critical to the defense not only of Taiwan and the Philippines, but also to the United States, especially Hawaii. This is the line, the transit line between Hawaii, the bases in Hawaii, that's Indo-PAC-COM, and relief of Taiwan under pressure by the mainland in the eventuality of the war that Xi Jinping continues to threaten. The Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau are a straight line across the Pacific. Any one of those under the control of the People's Liberation Army Navy means there's no resupply, means that what the Chinese would have achieved is what the Japanese achieved right away in the attack on Pearl Harbor. They cut off the supply line to the Philippines. There was no rescue possible of MacArthur and the people of the Philippines, because that supply line is critical. So this is not just about Congress's delayed decision. This is about national security. Is that fact made known to the members of Congress, Cleo, to your understanding?
There are some very, very good members of Congress who've been working hard to get that message out, and including from some of the locations that you mentioned at the beginning. So Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, Guam, American Samoa, all have representatives who've been trying to raise awareness. Ed Case from Hawaii as well. But it's just not resonating. And I would say that part of this comes down to the Department of Defense. I mean, Department of Defense should be much more involved in educating Congress on this, and in also explaining exactly what you just said. It's also the route to resupply the first island chain, the second island chain, and the treaty allies. So, you know, you can't get across. Your people in Guam have a real problem, but also the people in Japan, the people in South Korea, which is why China has been putting such an effort to break this east-west chain that supports the north-south first and second island chains, because they know if you can't get across exactly as you described, it makes helping your allies a lot more difficult. And I have to say, the amounts of money involved by U.S. budget standards are minimal. So the entire package for the three countries for 20 years comes out to just over $7 billion. So it comes out to a few hundred million dollars per country per year. And these are these are countries where, as mentioned, you know, they send people to fight alongside Americans and die. And there was a question with the, you know, with the NDAA about, you know, whether they should take the money from somewhere else to pay for this. And that in DC, as you know, is called an offset. And I think there were, you know, some in the island saying, well, how are you going to offset the cost of our young men and women who've gone to, you know, fight and die alongside Americans? It's very personal for the people of the region. They remember this history very, very clearly. But as you said, some in Congress might not remember it as clearly, unfortunately.
Cleo Pascal is in Seoul, Korea, reflecting upon the events right now in Micronesia and in Washington, D.C., for support of our allies in the eventuality that Taiwan and the whole of the Western Pacific is under threat of the PLA Navy, according to Xi Jinping. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.